from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty, and I don't even know what I'm calling myself.
The big dilf.
Oh, yeah. Blonde, whatever, dilf.
The blonde dilf.
The blonde dilf.
Big blonde dilf.
T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. Moneybags, have the latest. First, the latest is 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Kirk Holmes. As well, the latest is also, we are now over 77,000. They just told me outside, I talked to Melissa Chase out there. And she said the last 30 donations were Texans mentioned in the donation. So coming from people here listening to Sports Radio 610. So we appreciate you. Continue. We are trying to get to 100,000. We have reached the goal, but we are trying to surpass the goal and really take this thing up to another level. So please continue to donate for this amazing cause. And remember, the way that you can donate is simply to text new books, NEWBOOKS, new books to 41444. You will be helping one of the many 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at their homes at all. You'll be helping so many families in need. So please continue to do the great job that you have done thus far. And as I said, somewhere in this segment, your chance, to win a couple of tickets, a pair of tickets to see the Bears come in town with Caleb Williams and company to face your Houston Texans and CJ Stroud. So stay tuned in this segment. That will happen. Be listening for the call, and then Tyler will take care of you when it is time to call 713-572-4610. Not now, but when I call for that. All right, Clint, the Astros are going to take on the A's tonight. Spencer Arrighetti gets the ball. The lineup tonight, Altuve at second base leading off. Alvarez is in left field. Tucker is the DH. Still not playing in the field yet, but still batting. He is the DH tonight. Bregman is in as the cleanup hitter, batting fourth and playing third base. Yiner Diaz is batting fifth, playing first base tonight with Pena, and then Caratini's behind the plate with Myers, and Chaz McCormick getting another start tonight. And Tyler's got bets, and he's going to try the Arrighetti strikeouts again. It's higher this time than his lock of the month. It is at 6.5, and I heard during one of the breaks that he suckered you in to making a bet on this too.
I'm in, man.
We're going to make some money on a Tuesday.
Because I don't know what it was. You came with him with the odds. Clint then said, I think I'll sit this one out. Tyler, I think, talked him into it with six words.
I was being childish.
Six words he talked him back into.
I was being childish. I don't like the inability to just bet $100 to lose $100 and some juice. I don't like when they give the odds that the juice is way up there, $40-some-odd. I just don't like it. I was being childish. In reality, it's the way it works. I just need to bow my neck and decide what I wanted to do, and I made a decision in the moment. Tyler, thank you for giving me that second.
I'm here for you, bro.
What are your other bets tonight, Tyler? I know you got some more money. Hell, why not throw some more at it? Come on, listen to this. Throw some more money at it.
I really like over 4.5 tonight for the Houston Astros. I put a hefty amount on that one right there.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
I am also on a prop that I like. I like a Yiner homer tonight. And if you remember last time I said this on these very airwaves, Yiner Diaz did indeed go yard that evening.
What you got, about 28 on that?
Yiner, I put...
About 28 bucks on
I put
that.
About 15 on it to win about 65.
There you go. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got to be... Tucker's got to be due on a home run here.
That's where he's better than me, man. Like, 15 bucks on a bet? Like, that don't even turn me on, man.
I
see that plus 410. I'm trying to put 100 on it and get 410 out of that nigga. 15 to get 65. Like, I know it sounds stupid what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't. It's different strokes for different folks when it comes to betting.
Well, you just chipping away, baby. I like it.
And then, of course, you're done. You have one and a half basis. That seems to
good
be
good odds on that today.
A nightly one. Listen, just take care of business in this series. Go ahead and win the series against an A's team that's ready to go on vacation and to end this thing and take care of business. I think you want to start to get some of these guys in a good spot. You want to get Tucker start trying to get the rust off in the 3 months that he's missed in the lineup. That seems to be the goal. Get this lineup together and how you want it for the postseason and just continue to win games. So this September 23rd, you know, 3-game series with the Mariners, you have enough distance, and this is one where you can create some distance against the A's, that series doesn't mean as much as it could be if things go the other way.
Absolutely, man. I mean, Verlander, Tucker, keep the distance. I mean, those are your three things. I tell you, we talked a little bit earlier with Robert Flores of MLB Network, and I think I lean towards it, kind of like the tackling. My tackling concerns with the Texans, or at least the concern, not mine, I have none. I'm not worried about the Texans tackling. The one thing with the Astros that gets a lot of run, I'm not worried about their defense. Maybe I should be, I don't worry about Pena at short. I've never thought about like, boy, he's just fatigued and he's played a lot of games.
Yeah, but it's becoming a habit. When you do it as much as they do, it becomes a bit of a habit, and those things creep up. And in the postseason, as you know, you watch this team in the postseason a lot. You know, one error can all of a sudden get. You know, Aaron Judge up to the plate.
Yeah. Look, I understand the importance. I just, for whatever reason with this team, again, I probably should, but that's one thing I'm not worried about. Worried about.
We had Spolane in once when you were out.
Yeah.
And he said if he had to think about the kryptonite, the thing that would get them eliminated would be untimely defensive miscues. Errors or plays that aren't even errors that weren't made.
I mean, see, I guess that's really where I lean. For errors, like, I just don't see this team ever being a team. I mean, I don't know. Like a game, maybe. A 3-game series, or better yet, a 7-game series?
But in a 3-game...
I just don't think
in a 3-game series, a 5-game series, and a game is hugely important.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. And one error may, but like that's baseball. Like, I just don't know. I just don't see the Astros in the playoffs. I don't see at the end of it being like, man, our defense doomed us. I don't know. Maybe that'll bite me in the ass. I just, at this point in time, I don't feel that way.
All right, so that is the latest there with the Astros. All right, let's do it right now. This is your call to win a pair of tickets to see your Houston Astros take on the Chicago Bears Sunday night. The first primetime game.
Texans, too.
First primetime game. What did I say?
Astros.
Did I say the Astros? All right.
That'd be a hell of a game. Going.
The Astros will be there, and the Texans will actually be on the field. Excuse me. The Texans and the Bears will play Sunday night right here in NRG. Caller number five. Caller number five. 713-572-4610. Caller number five will win a pair of tickets to see your Houston Texans host the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams coming in. A lot of people felt like the Bears could really do something this year. Their offense did not look great, which we'll talk about later on this week. They won a game down 17-0 and didn't get an offensive score, but they pulled it out against Will Levis, who was hell-bent on giving that game away with some of his decisions. But they do win. They come in 1-0, and Sunday Night Football, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, NBC will be here, and you can be in the building as well. Caller number five, 713-572-4610, and you have a chance to win a pair of tickets.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for the game, but the primetime aspect of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think Houston is going to show up big time from a tailgate perspective. Hell, it's a night game. How do you not show up big time for a tailgate? I think the place is going to be absolutely rocking. And you know, we watched a team week one that is worth every bit of a primetime game early in the season. We'll see how they show up. But boy, the expectations are through the roof. Boys, with that little mistake you made about the tickets run, it reminded me. Have you seen the, of course, their doctored photos and graphics, but have you seen the graphics of the Astros football uniform?
Mm-mm.
Like they're nasty.
Really?
Yeah, it's nasty. That would, I know it'll never happen, because but in a city
it's
like
got the color scheme.
In a city like Houston, it would be absolutely sick.
It's got the Astros color scheme and a football.
Oh game. Yeah, it's got the Astros logo too.
I hadn't seen it. Yeah,
it's clean.
Where's it? Rock them.
Can't do it, man.
Can't do it.
Big right, time restrictions on them unis, man. It takes 4 years to build it to get new unis.
All right, last night was the final game, primetime game. The Texans will play on Monday Night Football later on this year against the Cowboys. But the Jets, they lose last night in Aaron Rodgers' return. And we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people talked about Aaron Rodgers. That was a big story coming in. What's he look like? Hadn't seen him a lot. He's only played 4 plays in the last near 700 days. But after the game, I think the story was, good God, look at the Niners. Look what they did without Christian McCaffrey. Real quick, I don't know if you guys, and I know Tyler's working to get people tickets. What y'all feel about this growing of the hair out that Kyle Shanahan is going for right now?
I didn't notice it.
Oh, you didn't notice it? Oh yeah, he's letting it go. He's starting to grow it out a little bit. Kyle was one that kept it short. Go check him out the next time. He's getting a little length on that hair, but. But they were the story to me coming out of – they win that game convincingly without their best player. And and I think you said it, they were arguably the best team, the most impressive team coming out of week one.
Yeah, look, I think when – for me, they're already in the conversation, right? I mean, you got about 4 or 5 teams at the very, very top that have been there, that have proven that they belong there preseason and are real. And San Francisco is 1-2 right there with Kansas City. I don't know. The level of physicality was different than anything else. Now, I was awfully impressed with Kansas City's defense Thursday night, especially to open the season. But the level of physicality on both sides of the football, the ability to run the football the way they did against a really good defensive front, the ability to run the football without Christian McCaffrey, obviously, and then – I mean, Brock Purdy was lights out. And again, they don't even have their first-round draft pick from this past year because he got shot buying luggage in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to add another weapon at some point to this mix. So you already had McCaffrey out. You didn't have your first-round pick, and you still had – it felt like you had more than enough weapons for Kyle Shanahan to do his thing. So I think week one, I think San Francisco in totality was the most impressive football team that I saw play. On the flip side of that, the Jets, I mean, hell, I picked them to win the Super Bowl. I went out on a limb a little bit here. I understand that. I'm not going to jump off that. I can't jump off to week one. I'm not even really concerned to be week one, if I'm being honest with you. That looked like a team, Ron. And I'll be honest, I expected more teams to look like this. The primetime games from Thursday night all the way through, the primetime games, with the exception of the Jets, looked like teams that were in midseason form. The Jets were the only team that I watched, and I see Aaron Rodgers uncharacteristically in a clutch situation miss a slant on fourth down that's wide open. I heard him on Pat McAfee earlier. He checked into a slant with a slant underneath, already underneath it. He admittedly said that was really a dumb check, but it ended up working out. Like, they looked like a team that hadn't been on the field much together offensively. Lazard looked good with Rodgers. I mean, surprise, they've got a little bit of a connection, right? And look, even Garrett Wilson did his thing to a certain degree, but it just looked like they were sleepwalking when you bump it up against what Baltimore looked like, what the Chiefs looked like.
At least
like,
not playing at that same intensity, level.
Yeah, it looked like that's the only team that played, and they looked like it was week one. The rest of them, with the exception of Ayuk and Trent, what is big boy's name?
Trent Williams.
I say Trent Richardson, the old running back. The guys that sat out of San Francisco camp, with the exception of those two guys, they look good. And hell, I mean, offensively, they couldn't be stopped. 8 straight scoring drives Brock Purdy put together right there, the Shanahan put together. 8 straight scoring against that defense.
Woo. Yep, and that's kind of the spectacular thing about their team is Christian's out. And you would think, all right, Christian's out, so that means Brock's got to pull his weight, step up. Kittle's got to step up. Debo's got to step up. Ayuk's got to step up.
Yeah.
Kittle had like 4 catches for 40 yards. Debo scored on a short touchdown run, but didn't have a big game in the passing game. Brock wasn't crazy with his numbers, but the running back went off. Like, and they just soundly beat the Jets, and a Jets defense, they put up an easy 30-plus and could have put up more on a Jets defense that is thought to be the strength of their team and was the strength of their team last year. We saw it firsthand when they played the Texans. So, impressive performance from them. By the way, Tyler, who was our winner? Oh, Vernie?
Vernie in Missouri City. Very nice lady. Says she listens every day. Hear that, Melissa? Another lady listener. Shout out to Vernie, big winner. Hey, gets those tickets.
You might want
to
get off, homie.
You're pushing your luck.
You might want to get off, Melissa.
That wasn't on me, Melissa.
You see Ron's backing off.
I ain't never scared.
Congratulations. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Melissa didn't show up here in the studio sometime.
Melissa probably knows we love her.
There you go. That's good. Well done, sir. Good audible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Good audible. She punched me in the arm. It was a physical punch. I'll just say that.
Damn.
All right. Congratulations to Vernie once again. Hopefully enjoy yourself on Sunday for the game against the Bears. Coming up, the man that we'll see if he shows out on Sunday again against the Bears, because he sure as hell showed out on Sunday against the Colts as he did last year. We've got to take some time to talk about him. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You know, the text line in many respects can be a real cesspool of asshats, but I really enjoy this one. Wouldn't it make more sense if Tank and Juice switched names? If it was Juice Dale as a wide receiver that got the juice, and it was Tank Scruggs as the center. I really like that.
That's creative.
I really like that. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I really enjoyed this. Would you enjoy it better if Tank Dell and Juice Scruggs switched their first names? And it was Juice Dale and Tank Scruggs. It would make more sense, wouldn't it? Tank in the middle. That big tank right there in the middle. The juice outside. He got that juice. I like that. I like that idea. I like that thought. Shout out to the text line. Really, really coming in big time with that thought. I like
that's thinking outside the box.
That is, man. I think there are probably a lot of people who probably thought that. Someone says Juice Dale sounds funky.
It does.
Tank Scruggs sounds good. Juice Dale sounds, it sounds funky because you used to tank. Juice got that.
What's Tank's real name?
Nate Daniel.
That's right.
Is Juice is Juice?
I don't think he's ever been called that, do you?
Nate Daniel? Oh, I'm sure he's got some family members that mama. Refuse to call him Tank.
No, I mean the way you said it.
Nate Daniel? Yeah. Maybe.
Frederick Henry. Juice Scruggs.
Frederick Henry.
How about that for a name?
Oh, boy.
Frederick.
How long it took for him to get to Juice? And, like, I mean, to get to Juice regularly, where people just kept calling it.
Frederick Henry.
Freddy. What is Juice?
I think he's mixed.
Human?
And I'm guessing what you're asking.
I'm not sure.
I think he's mixed.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I mean, what?
What is?
I mean, Frederick Henry. He doesn't. Does he look a Frederick Henry to you?
No, but he don't look like a Juice either.
Funny way to phrase that.
Let me take a look at it.
No, Juice is like that's obviously a nickname. I can get down with that. That's got a lot to do with your personality and your swag and your confidence, I would imagine.
Well, you got to look at his parents. Parents look like they would name a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever studied Juice, but.
It looks like a Damon.
What did you say? What is
Frederick Henry?
That ain't Frederick Henry right there.
He looks like a Damon.
God, he was born in the year 2000. How freaking nuts is that?
God. Welcome to getting old, Tyler.
No kidding, dude. That's wild to see. 2000.
I mean, Juice just don't look like a Frederick Henry, man. Does he look like Frederick Henry to you?
No, not at all. He doesn't look like a Juice either.
I thought he was talking about Tank Dell. I thought that Nathaniel was...
Nathaniel's Tank.
But I thought he also had some Franklin Henry or whatever in there. I thought, what? With Tank?
Yeah, like a Damon, a Sean. A Sean, like S-H-A-W-N, Sean. Looks like a Sean.
I mean, I can think of a lot. Frederick Henry? Ooh.
Yeah, he's good for you, Juice. Freddie Henry. God. Anybody, when's the last time he's been called that? I mean, I feel like his parents don't even call him that. Fred Henry. For real. Hey, but listen, we got to get here, though, Clint. Nico Collins was dominant in the game.
Grown-ass man.
He was. And listen, I would say this, and I think it was very, very fair. When you talk about range of receivers, and we were talking about, you know, contracts this offseason, especially when he signed his big deal. And I think it was very fair based on what we have seen that, you know, hey, he's in the level in the range of Michael Pittman, the Indianapolis Colts receiver, Michael Pittman, who's had, you know, more success in seasons, really, that, you know, Nico had the 1 year last year. Michael Pittman had more seasons. I feel like more yards, more successful seasons. Felt like they were in the same range. You watched that game yesterday. You take away what you saw yesterday. Like, you'd say, no, that's out the window. I don't know that those two players are on the same level right now. The performance that Nico gave, and then also based off everything he did last year. Because he looks like he's gotten better and is taking his game to another level just in the one game we won.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there's layers to this, right? I think if Nico Collins can put another season together this year like he did last year, there's no denying it. It's a production thing. I don't care how he gets it done. It doesn't matter if it's over the top, if it's underneath, if it's breaking tackles, if it's outrunning people. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's all the other receivers are hurt and Bobby Sloak's asking him to be the move guy and asking him to do everything. Doesn't matter if he's just a boundary wide receiver, X receiver that's on the line of scrimmage and never moves. Doesn't matter. If he puts another season that's 1,400 yards on the books and 8 to 10 or 12 touchdowns, then forget about it. Nothing else matters, right? So he clearly picked up where he left off. He is one game. I mean, he is one step into damn sure doing that. That any way you slice it. Number two, if we look at the way in which he went for a $117, right? It wasn't easy. Like a lot of what happened last year, whether it was Bobby Slowick schematically or for whatever reason, defensive coordinators not choosing to press and get up in his chin and try to get in his jersey with him, or regardless of why, a lot of the initial catch with Nico last year was that boring stuff that we hear C.J. Stroud talk a lot about, right? And then big body was hard to tackle after the catch. I think that's where he really surprised folks, was how difficult he was to tackle after the catch. This week, though, Ron, it wasn't that, right? It was the jump ball where he literally saves C.J. Stroud, and C.J. Stroud throws an ill-advised ball into double coverage and underthrows it by 10 yards, and Nico Collins goes up and makes a catch. C.J. Stroud is scrambling, running out of time on the sideline, throws it back across the field, ill-advised throw. Nico Collins has settled into the biggest zone you can imagine in this scramble drill, open area, if you will, makes a big-time catch. And then the timing throw at the end, being that big of a wide receiver, to create enough push with your route, with your stem and your route run, to give the quarterback somewhere to throw that ball and give you room to catch it and get a knee down, not 2 feet, a knee. He just had to work significantly harder. It was a different type of 100-plus yard game for Nico Collins. So add that to his resume.
It was because we talked about it, right? One of the last things we talked about Friday is, all right, you got these three receivers. Which one's going to step out and be the guy? I think we both were kind of thinking guys he's kind of had chemistry with, or the guy that seemed like they were trying to get the ball to, Steph Diggs and Tank Dell. And not to say they played bad. Steph caught the 2 touchdown passes. But it was clear, like, I got to go make a play. Who am I going to? I just need you to save me, help me. Because what he did to catch that deep ball, that's going to give CJ the confidence even more, Clint, as you know. All right, I know he ain't going to hurt me. I know he's going to go up there and compete for the ball. And, hell, he might come down with it to make a big play, but he sure as hell ain't going to let nobody pick it off with his big body and his size. And that's going to give CJ even more confidence to go through. He'll throw it up between two people because I got the big body and Nico. And then the throw was amazing on the third down and 11 catch, but for him to get his feet in, get his knee down, catch the ball with his hands, keep it tight, complete the catch the whole way through concentrating through the guy trying to jump his route. That was big. It wasn't, as you said, hey, screen here or break tackles here, although he did some of that too. But, yeah, it was just like, hey, man, I know where I need to go. I need to make a big play. I'm gonna come your way. And that was big time. He was behind the offensive line and Joe Mixon. He was right there. Yeah. As someone who impacted the game, there was no way around it. You didn't have to squint your eyes. You didn't have to come up with some other stats, and you have to. No, he impacted the game in a major, major way, and you could tell the story of that game without Nico Collins.
Ain't no doubt.
Clear.
Ain't no doubt. He was clutch. I mean, he's super clutch. Huge moments. 3rd and 11 at the end. 3rd and 14 on the throwback. Double coverage on the first catch. I mean, so yeah, it was. Big time clutch catches, not you know, the run after catch stuff, not some of the boring stuff that we've seen in the past, not the screen that goes for a long touchdown that was blocked up perfectly that you broke a couple of tackles at, you know, once you get to the second level. No, this was a rough day at the office, tough day at the office. I don't think that Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud, Nico Collins saw things clearly. It wasn't, the game plan wasn't as you know, in their bag, so to speak, as we saw it a lot of times last year, and you still went out and got a buck 17. Nico was big time.
He was big time. All right, coming up, the Astros have a big one tonight. Spencer Getty has a big one tonight. Also, Joe Espada talked a little bit about maybe his pitching situation with this 6-man rotation. We'll fill you in on the rest of that. And, hey, before we get out of here at 6 o'clock, let's continue to raise this money. We are near $80,000. Near $80,000. We got to at least pass that up. We're above $79,354. Can we get to $80,000 at least before we get out of here? We'll continue as we ride through here, right here, live on The Drive.
I'm so excited!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Fainted!
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents... The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to Vernie, who won a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Bears coming up Sunday night football here in Houston at NRG. And again, we are here until 6 o'clock. So we've got about 18 minutes. We've got 600 on the dot total donors. And we are at 79,829 bucks. We are trying to get by the end of the day, the end of, I think it's 24 hours, the end of this thing to 100,000. We are closing to 800,000. I am hoping that we can get that 80,000. hopefully we can get to 80,000 by the end of our show. As we're closing in on that very, very soon. Thank you so much to everybody. I've seen a lot of people on YouTube and Twitch, people on the text line, on Twitter, express that they donated, and everything counts to help all these young kids in need. By the way, again, just a reminder, if you are looking, you're listening, oh, I haven't been able to do this. You've been working, you've been out, haven't been able to do this. All you got to do is to text new books, NEWBOOKS, new books to 41444 to make a donation. And also to pass along Phillip 66, they are matching all donations, which means your donation would be double. And we saw that. We were sitting there on the show and we just saw them match. And $25,000, bam, shot on. To help out so many kids in need. So please, please continue to help us out if you can. And get these numbers up, baby. Get these numbers up. Can we get to that? Can we get to that?
We can get to 100. We get to 100 before midnight.
Do that. Get to the
ain't no doubt.
Before 6 o'clock. Hopefully we can do that. moving forward. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. So stay tuned and hang with us. The matchup edition of Texans All Access.
Players up. Edition first, then matchup.
Oh, we got the, oh, that's right. 6-7. Tank Dell and Fairbairn will be on the players edition. And then Texans All Access continues until 8 o'clock with the matchup edition. Behind them, we're live and local. They'll have some of the post-game show for you as well. Area 45, Bajani Creighton and Chris Santiago.
You're getting me football horny, as Clint would say.
That's right, PC. Glad you got on that train, man.
Football hornies, baseball hornies.
Baseball boners.
Baseball boners, excuse me.
Before we get to that boner.
Coming up.
Have you ever been a boner guy? Like using the word boner?
No.
That could have gone...
I mean, I've been. I'm a.
No, I know. No, I wasn't going there. I'm trying to use. I'm trying to use. Yeah, you didn't strike me as a boner guy.
Not saying would.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You're not. Oh, just. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I think.
Has it changed over time, or has it changed over time, or you just always been that guy?
Right. I think
Tyler's a real. Tyler's no doubt a boner guy. Tyler's a stiffy guy.
Always have been.
No question. Stiffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boner alert. Sticker pecking out.
Sometimes say rock in front of the hard, you know.
Yeah.
Old King Ding-a-ling in there.
I knew you was vulgar. Like, yeah, you're nasty.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, never. Yeah, boner. Oh, God dang. I've got a boner. Yeah, that's never come through.
Hold on, so.
I think when I was about, my mom will tell you how old I was. I think I was probably 7 or 8. I think I asked my mom what that was.
Ah. Was she honest with you?
Yeah, it was honest. I don't know how thorough it was.
Yeah. I think if I'd have said that, Teresa's more on the line of, you don't need to worry about that right now.
Well, I think my
You're
mom.
A kid. Stay a kid. Stay 7.
Yeah, but that thing was happening. You had one.
Stay
you had
a kid. Stay 7. She said, continue to roll through it. None of mine. I don't think, I don't think they've asked me yet.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. 10-year-old. But no, hang with us live and local till midnight. They may talk about boners. You might get a little bit more understanding of that with Area 45. Pat, Chris, and Young Sean are not afraid to go to that area. They are not. Really, also to pass along to you, this from Adam Spillane, Sports Radio 610 Zone. While the Astros are returning to a 6-man rotation for this 16 games in 16 days stretch, Clint, Joe Espada said that Ronel Blanco is available out of the pen as they have yet to decide what day he'll start against the Angels. So, I mean, they are really getting prepared and get him prepared, which I tell you the truth, I like it. To me, like, now I don't know if he's going to, and I think you should go a step further and just really plan on it. Plan on him coming out of the bullpen, because he is most definitely going to be a piggyback guy or whatever, come in a fifth or fourth inning, because obviously the leashes are much shorter in the postseason. I mean, Hunter Brown is in a 2-1 game in the fourth and he gets runners on second and third. You could see somebody getting up and coming in the game right then and there, which is different than the regular season. So I just like having guys to get adjusted to their roles. To me, if Spencer Arrighetti is going to be that guy too, be nice if the first time he comes out of the bullpen isn't the first time he does it in a postseason game. So I do like them getting in front of getting these guys potentially used to their roles in those important games.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think whoever is not in the rotation, whether that's Verlander or Spencer Arrighetti, and then on top of Ronel Blanco, what makes you feel really comfortable about, again, whether it's Verlander or Spencer Arrighetti, one of those is going to be in the four-man rotation. What makes you really confident about one of those guys getting a start is that you have one or two arms in the bullpen that are long relief guys, that are piggyback guys that you have a ton of confidence in. For me, it's easy. I mean, there's a chance that one of these guys is not going to have their best stuff. It's going to be obvious early, and you don't want to let games get away from you, especially with this lineup. You have a chance to score runs in bunches, so you don't want to let a game get away from you. To know you've got that big arm in the bullpen to come in, I look at it as a fan. I go, well, hell, you know, it's going to take two dudes that have been really good. Well, with the exception of Verlander, it's going to take two dudes that have been good all year long, not being on that day, not having their stuff that day, for the Astros to get run up out of the ballpark. Which it makes it a little easier to go with a Verlander. It makes it a little easier to overlook the inexperience and the youth of a guy like Spencer Arrighetti, assuming he rights the ship here after his last start, which I think he was tipping pitches. We'll see. You know, it just makes it easier to make those decisions and be confident in those scenarios when you've got that one or two big arms in the pen that can piggyback.
And most definitely, if you think about Arrighetti and Verlander's last couple of starts, they wouldn't be allowed to give up. I would think they wouldn't be allowed to give up the amount of runs they gave up. They would have been pulled.
Hell no, I would think.
Right? And I know that the Arrighetti thing came quick in a hurry against the Reds, but at some point you start seeing how they were swinging the bat. You look, oh, it's 2-0. Like, you get to get people up,
yeah.
And you potentially, because you just can't. Like, you have a 3-game series. You got to win 2 of them bad boys. You just can't.
You
can't be down 8-0,
yeah,
and having to try to trail and get back the whole way. So I do like the fact that guys are getting in their spots. By the way, real quick around the horn, do you think that Spencer Arrighetti has a chance to get a postseason start? Do you think he is pitching these last several starts? They've got 20 left. He'll probably have 3 starts. Do you think he is playing for an opportunity to get a start in a postseason game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't think it's an automatic like it is with Blanco that he's in the bullpen?
No, I don't think it's an automatic. I think Verlander's got a lot of work to do to get back to prove that he's ready. And it's got to get better. How much better? I don't know what that looks like. I mean, obviously there's a confidence level in the organization and with Verlander. But at the end of the day, there's no way in a wild card series with best of three where you can start Verlander right now. There's just no way. Not that you would need to start Spencer Arrighetti, so maybe that's not pertinent to your question, but even when you get into the playoffs, like, I just don't know what we've seen right now. I don't know how you could pick Verlander over Spencer Arrighetti. Now, what Spencer Arrighetti is pitching for is to position himself to where if Verlander doesn't right the ship, he's the dude.
Yeah.
I mean that's what Arrighetti's got to correct everything, get it back on the right track, and pitch well for the next 3 starts, and not hope, but position himself to where if Verlander is still struggling, if there's some kind of injury, if there's some kind of negative effect of what he went through this year that's not going to allow him to be back to his normal self, then Spencer's sitting right there in the catbird seat, ready to get that start. That's what Spencer's pitching for, is put yourself in position to.
He damn sure should be acting that way.
Yeah, yes,
he
I agree.
He should be acting that way and understanding, like, yeah. Because to me, I think the three are set, though. I do feel like if Verlander, his last 3 starts, were to rein it in and got it together, I do think he could potentially kick somebody out of that top three. But right now, I think it's pretty hard to not see Framber, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi. And then if there is a longer series, then I think Spencer Arrighetti could be one to get a start in a longer series. If it went 3, I could see Spencer Arrighetti starting game 1 of the division series.
Yeah.
I think that's on the cards. Him or Verlander. That's on the cards for him. All right. Let me see the final check. We got there. $80,155, 606 donors. Continue to do this. Continue to donate, please. Text NEWBOOKS to 41444. Continue to donate as we are looking to get to at least 100,000, if not more. We appreciate you all. Thanks to Robert. What did I do?
Oh, I was telling Clint that I actually did make a donation in Bear's name. Bear Hughley. $60.
He's probably barking right now. Thanks to Robert Flores for joining us. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. Grape flavored or whatever flavor. I don't know if that's what he's doing. I don't know.
White grape. It's way to go.
Let's move on from this.
That boy came in and said white grape.
That's the way
yes,
to go.
Yes, sir.
White grape, huh? Is there a backpack? Is there a drawer? Is there a coat that if you could go in here and pick it up? Oh, shit.
Nah, there ain't even any white keef grapes left anywhere, man.
There's one of them white grapes. Take it and play with it.
Sorry, kids.
And I know it's gonna be.
What is going on?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.